service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storm Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating 5 reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says 5 deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The National Security Advisor John Bolton is leaving the White House. The president announcing that on Twitter. There is a fight now between the president and his close aides and Mr. Bolton about how it happened.
Crisis involving e-cigarettes. A 6th death tied to vaping was reported.
Investigators say Blaine and Susan Barksdale kidnapped 2 security officers and another inmate. Authorities think the husband's linked to a white supremacist gang that might be harboring them.
Former Russian government employee and alleged CIA asset on the move. Following reports he was extracted from Moscow by the Americans 2 years ago out of fear the Russians were onto him.
A small plane wedged nose down into an airport building. The 2 people aboard, the pilot and a student, somehow made it out alive.
Apple kicking off their new iPhone debut by first talking about streaming. Apple TV Plus promising new shows with big stars.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the weekly farm market gift basket. For first time callers, that we'll put your name in twice. One is a caller and one is a first-time caller. And for the Squeak Market gift basket, that's a $60 gift basket, and it's got $60 worth of things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. What a way to start out the second hour. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all today?
We are really, really good.
In a day of remembrance of our nation being attacked by the terrorists today, I want to thank the Shelby County Fire Department. They put a ladder truck on the cross ramp of I-65 this morning with the boom in the air with a huge American flag. And so I want to say thank you to everybody down there in Shelby County, the firefighters and everybody out there. Of course, we love all of you first responders and everything out there. And everyone is in mourning today of remembrance of the terrorist attack on our nation. So, Dan, I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and his victories in the two elections yesterday.
Please.
What do y'all think about that, guys?
Well, I think that the media isn't talking about it very much, and what they do talk about, they kind of poo-poo that it wasn't really a victory because of the numbers in the past. They do not understand. This is a special election. Turnouts in special elections are very low. Turnouts for general election, presidential, are very, very high. The district got changed because of the gerrymandering from the North Carolina courts, the ruling on gerrymandering. The guy who previously ran that was questioned won it by, I think, 495 votes. This was over 4,000 vote victory. That's a big difference.
Big, big difference, guys. Dan, the way I look at this, the Democrats was all in on these seats here. If you look at the money they were spending and everything, I think this is a much more major blow to the Democrats than they letting on. I think the news media not carrying it alone is indicating that. These seats, I think, was vital to them. They claim that they was going to win these seats, but this clearly shows that my president is doing a great job. He's doing a great job in the African-American community up there, unemployment and other things. These folks are paying attention. They looking and they using their common sense. The Democrats are in trouble, deep trouble. I think the Democrats woke up today and they got to re-strategize everything, because I think that this is setting the stage for the House and the Senate and the presidential election. I think a lot of this impeachment carnival show that the Democrats been putting on has all been a show running into these elections, trying to affect these two elections. That's just my opinion, Dan. What do you think about all that? Because I think this morning it says to the Democrats that you are in deep doo-doo for 2020 in the House and the Senate, much less it's looking like President Trump is going to slide right into his second term. From the data that's coming out and things that I'm looking at, that's what it looks like. What does it look like to y'all over there?
Well, it depends on who the nominee is and depends on what the state of the economy is. I think those are going to be the two big drivers. I think the Democrats are trying to put some real serious lipstick on this pig, but I'm not sure if they realize what's kind of going on here. When you look at the rural vote out there, that's what basically put this guy over the top. Everybody's pointing to the Charlotte suburb area, which Trump won by like 13 points, and the Republican didn't win it. They also have to remember that the vote was about half of what it was in the 2016 election. And they're
right.
The way they parse words and the way they change meanings by adding words to a sentence or how they're explaining something is what is starting to bother me. Donna Brazile did that this morning. Some of the stuff she said was just incredible. It basically was a falsehood. I won't call it a lie.
Yeah, they totally ridiculous. I kind of filtered through that and passed by it. It used to make me sick all the time, but I just went ahead and just purchased several cases of Pepto-Bismol and keep them with me. These people are foolish, they're ignorant, and they're going to lose. When these folks, someone put out a story this morning, I thought I heard, about how these planes set sight on these towers, and they worded it in that way instead of terrorism, terrorists doing it. And you know what? Let them keep it up, Dan, because the American people, I think, are tuned in and really listening, and they actually can decipher this now. And wherever it's coming from, if it's coming from our intelligence agencies or from our news agencies or whatever it is, all I can tell them is they have to go get a new plan. It ain't going to work no more. You know, it's like they keep going to the well with the same try. Guys, look, it's a wonderful day in America. Our economy is doing great. Our president is leading us in the right direction. He's projecting peace by strength. And I love it. Our nation is moving forward in the right direction. So I'm happy about all that, Dan. Joey, 1018, put me in. And it's a great day in America. Let's celebrate and mourn our people we lost in 9/11. And let's keep continuing to support our president.
Well, Nate, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to drive safely on the way back.
All right, guys. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
Thank you so much. Right. I appreciate it. Let's see which way we want to go here. There was something interesting. We didn't get to this a couple of days ago. There's this one piece, the African American Gun Club.
Yeah.
That is really good, but I want to make sure I've got plenty of time for that. I'll do that at the bottom of the hour. But price gouging, I had this a couple of days ago, and we never got to it. But this was on Fox and Friends Monday morning, and this guy makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's a bitter pill to swallow. Medical debt is now the leading cause of bankruptcy here in the United States, with 1 in 5 Americans now in collections because of it. And with 21% of medical care reportedly deemed unnecessary, overtreatment is a really big problem.
It is a grim reality, and our next guest has exposed it in his new book. Dr. Marty McCary has advised President Trump. He even met with President Obama, but he's close with President Trump and that administration because he's telling them, advising them on health care policies. He's the author of this book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It, and he joins us now. Steve Forbes says that this is an amazing book. He says, a must read for every American. We need to be aware of what's happening in the medical system. What is broken?
Well, you know, I loved the movie The Big Short. It created literacy around the banking industry, and I wanted to create in the book, The Price We Pay, literacy around healthcare. Everyone should know the basics of the business of medicine. And right now, today, price gouging and predatory billing is now threatening the great public trust in the medical profession. We've got people at home sick and scared to go to the doc. We've got hospitals violating that public trust by overcharging patients. So we can do better, and we need basic price transparency. We also need people to be educated on what to ask when they go to their doc.
You know, one of the things that's happening when you're talking about bankruptcies is that these hospitals and medical, particularly the doctors that have become what are called hospitalists, they don't have their own practice any longer. Their practice is within the hospital bubble. And where the hospitals are really on the run to collect. And so if you've got Obamacare and you owe your $6,000 copay, the $6,000 that's your piece of the puzzle, and
right,
they're really pushing them hard on that, and so people are declaring bankruptcy, and they're basically, you know, really hitting it hard.
How would that work? I'm in that situation. If something really bad happened, I have one of these catastrophic plans, and I say, well, I don't have it, and they're going to send me a lot of mean phone calls.
They're going to send you letters, and they're going to send you letters. They're going to turn it over to a collection agency, then they're going to send it over to a legal collection agency. The best, just by the way, the best way to handle that is to talk to them. Don't ignore their calls.
Right.
And set up a payment plan.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I was just wondering, how does it get so bad? Like, they're going to... I guess the worst could be they try to claim something of yours. But can they even do that? Like, repossess a vehicle?
Yeah, they can charge you with a unpaid debt. And right. So it's just like anything that you didn't pay. They can force you into court and force you into bankruptcy so you don't have to pay it. And these hospitals are really, I won't say, desperate. They're trying to get things to work. And what happens is the way, it's just like the property in Baltimore. You know, they talk about all these property in Baltimore that all bombed out and boarded up and everything. The reason that happens is the city of Baltimore have those on the tax records for taxes that are owed.
Mm.
So that is considered a debt that is owed them. And they can take that and go get a bond issue based on debt that is owed them. So it helps them with their finances.
Hmm.
Basically, hospitals are doing the same thing, but the banking unit is going to say you need to be aggressively collecting this and showing that you can get the money out if you're going to show this as a debt that's there. Let's continue on one more shot with this guy.
What do you ask when you go to your doctor?
Well, a little known secret is your medical bills are negotiable before, during, and after care. And there's a lot you can do.
So if I'm going to go into the doctor for a strep throat, can I talk to him ahead of time?
You absolutely can, and we're trying to get doctors involved in the billing process so we can say, look, if your patient's been price gouged and even sued to have their wages garnished, as mm-hmm. we found in doing the research, mm-hmm. We want the docs engaged. We want community members talking to their hospital board members and saying, hey, hospitals should not be suing low-income patients mm-hmm. and garnishing their wages. You know, if you go to buy a flight on Expedia or Kayak right. and there were no prices, you'd say, this is crazy. Everyone's getting price gouged by billing after the flight.
Sure.
And yet, you know, airlines could argue that we can't give you a price. We don't know if you'll consume a beverage.
That really is true. And I had a child of a client of mine did not have health insurance but needed to get some medical attention. So I did a little research, and I found this place that's out on Vaughn Road. And it's the place that has the fountain in the front of it. They charge you a flat fee, and in that you may, if you need an x-ray, they'll do an x-ray. Mm-hmm. If you need certain things, like up to one shot, that'll be included in your $90-something dollars. So for $90-something dollars, she could resolve her problem. She was scared to death as her mother, because she went to her doctor, she was worried about getting a $600 bill. We just did a little shopping around and found this, got him on the phone, got her over there, got her taken care of, and her mother paid it on a credit card. And
that's fantastic.
That's great. And we need more transparency like that. We need where you're looking at what your amount of money that you're going to spend. For example, dentists are starting to do that, where they're putting a price up there for a root canal, because people will not go to a dentist's office because they're worried that a dentist is going to find something, and then they're kind of stuck. That's going to be, you know, you're going to owe me $500 for doing this type of thing. And they're getting root canals and things like that, tooth extractions. They're getting a lot more aggressive. New 793 will be much more transparent. We're going to be back with more on this subject right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228 is where we are. Let's continue on with this price gouging for the medical folks. And I'm in total agreement with this portion of this. You need to know the basics. You need to understand and be responsible for your own health care. And you have to ask good questions, and you have to make sure you're going to good people. I'm just amazed at how people ignore their own medical health, and they're not willing. They're too trusting of doctors. Let's listen in.
My mother is very sick. She had a stroke almost 2 years ago, and we've gone through the whole process, and I have been awakened to what's really happening. It really goes back to your doctor. We went to one place, not good health care treatment. I felt like it was a business. All they wanted to do was charge and charge and charge and not really care for her. We go to another place where we meet this amazing doctor, and he makes sure his team rallies around my mother to save her life. And it goes back to just care. How do you train these hospitals and these doctors not to look at the bottom line, but to look at the patient, a life?
Well, you know, we have good people working in a bad system. Most of the hospital leaders I know, and almost every doctor I know, went into medicine for good reasons. And what's happened is we've inherited this broken system where this game of inflating prices for insurance companies and then offering big discounts to groups selectively has resulted in everyday Americans being the casualty. A lot of stakeholders are making a ton of money in healthcare, except right. for one, the patient. And I can't just show up and mow your lawn and then send you a bill for $4,000. There's got to be some contract. There's got to be some civility. So people need to know the basics of what to do.
Absolutely right with that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. And I really appreciated Rodney's call earlier about the flag in the fire department. Dan, do you ever listen to Life, Liberty, and Levin?
I do occasionally.
It's Sunday night, this past Sunday night, he had Dr. Epstein from Harvard University about the manipulated Google searches.
Okay.
You know, as we got another election coming up, You know, I think it's important that we realize how we are being manipulated without us even knowing it. You know, he did a tremendous search. I think it was 13,000 and 98 different websites and collected all that data. Now, he is, in truth and honesty, he is a he's a Hillary supporter. But what he was referring to was that all of this was slanted towards, if you did a search in Google, the top websites were going to be directing you to a site that favored the Democrat.
For the 2016 election?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I think it's important because it happened then. And nothing has changed. If anything, it's going to get worse. And I think people really need to be educated on that. But I would say you could go back and look at it if you missed Sunday nights. It is on, you know, there is a podcast, and the transcript is on his website as well. You know, I've learned, you think about half of what you hear is true. But I've seen some legitimacy in that report.
Well, I'm trying to look it back up, and I can see where that would be true, because everything we're reading and hearing about this Google and how and I felt it on my own show, when there are certain issues that we're talking about, that doesn't go, people are not seeing that in, on my web profile on Google. So I can say where that's true. I'm not sure how we get that out there any more than we're trying now.
Right. The other thing, too, Dan, I really wanted to thank you for having the Secretary Merrill in to talk about what happened with our local elections. I really applaud you for having him there.
Well, it was my pleasure. I tell you what, there are a lot of people concerned about it. It was certainly the talk right after the election of... I mean, I had people contacting me all over the place to tell me things that they saw and they didn't feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. And I was one of them. But thank you again for all you do for the community, Dan.
Rick, thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words.
Yes, sir.
News 783.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
He
made some very big mistakes.
And President Trump says about his now former National Security Advisor, John Bolton.
He wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
The president says he asked Bolton to resign. Bolton denies that and says it was his idea to leave. The president also telling reporters at the White House today that talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan are dead over the death of an American soldier in a car bombing last week. It's been 18 years now since the terrorist attacks of 9/11 in New York.
There were four moments of silence, one each for when the planes hit the Twin Towers and when the buildings collapsed. And again, the slow, methodical reading of the names, those killed by radical Islamic terrorism. And the toll continues to this day. More than 2,100 first responders have died of cancer and other diseases from the fumes.
Fox's Eric Shawn. There are also ceremonies today at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's finish with the price gouging in medical care. 48% of federal spending in toto is in health care.
There's a new Johns Hopkins study that comes out tomorrow, and you have a preview of it.
So 48% of all federal spending we found in our Hopkins study goes to healthcare in all of its hidden forms.
48%.
48%. Half. It's almost half of all federal spending. And people have to realize it's not just Medicare and Medicare. It's also half of Social Security checks are used now for co-pays and deductibles. Yeah. The military has its own health care system. The VA health system is 4% of the budget. And interest on the debt is in part interest on the health care debt. So it's gotten completely out of control. And the money games are now threatening that great public
trust. I know your
trust.
Neighbor's in big time debt. She went to the hospital for a bruise and she got a $4,000 bill because of an x-ray. And you have helped the president sign that executive order. You were standing next to him when he did that for price transparency. And that takes place in about a year, is implemented in a year. Thank you for your help.
That's where people mess up, because you walk in trusting and you don't know what they're going to charge you, and they're going to charge you whatever they think they can get away with. That we really have got to do something. I think they're getting close to coming up with something. I think they'll probably pull it out somewhere in March, April time frame of something to try to reduce prescription costs, doing affinity groups, trying to do borderless insurance sales, trying to get back into what the insurance used to be 10, 12, 15 years ago, but adding a pre-existing condition piece to it for a time certain. In other words, you have no insurance now, and you have a pre-existing condition for like a two-year window, you can get insurance. But after that window closes, if you don't have insurance, then that window's closed and you can't just go get sick and then go get insurance to be covered. They can put you in a risk pool, which I think is, that will be the answer of it. Alabama had a very successful risk pool. But something has got to be done. It is one of the biggest complaint areas that I have among my clients is out of control medical costs, and particularly prescription drug costs for those that are over 65. I had one client that, well, I'll give you one. I just had my eyes done, and the drops for, if you did not have insurance, the drops for my eyes were, for the first eye was $250, just one set of drops. So that would have been $500 worth. That's some serious money.
Wow.
Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
I am great. Where are you?
Oh, my God. Atlanta traffic. What can I do?
Oh, boy. I know you're thrilled about that.
Wow. I'll just keep my mouth shut about that.
There you go. They'll pull you over.
The other day when I came through, I've hit it both morning, AM rush and PM rush. There is not a bit of difference, unfortunately. It still stinks no matter what you do. You know, I've enjoyed listening to what you're putting out there as far as medical billing and such like that, and I could not agree more. But I would like to offer a unique perspective, for lack of a better word.
Please.
I worked for a vendor at one of the local Montgomery hospitals. I will not mention the name. And there is excellent medical care in Montgomery. My mother, who died 3 years ago next month, she had a quintuple heart bypass surgery there at one of the Montgomery hospitals.
Wow.
And her physician was one of only 10 in the United States that is authorized to operate on the president of the United States based on heart conditions. That is the level of care that is given in Montgomery. So it's top of the line. You cannot debate it. Just absolutely wonderful. Now, with that being said, during my time as a vendor, I was there at multiple areas within this. And actually, I was at multiple hospitals within Montgomery. It was not just one that I would make this comment about. What I witnessed was, for lack of putting it, when I was there, I was in the administrative areas, in the restaurant areas, I was close to a nephrologist, and he wanted ketchup put on his French fries. The bottle was 6 inches away from his right hand, yet he waved to an employee there, and she came over there and put the ketchup on his French fries.
Wow.
That, and he's a good, top of the line, but there is that degree of catering.
Bud, did we lose you there, buddy?
I'm sorry?
All of a sudden we lost you. You went dead.
I'm sorry. The comments there is the tenth floor is the penthouse. We're down here in the outhouse. And that kind of equates to the mindset of many hospitals. Well, okay, let me just direct again my comments about the hospitals in Montgomery. There is this mindset within the medical community. I've gone through all this different medical schools. I spent all these years in training and residency and everything like that. I'm owed this. And I'm owed this medical billing. And true, they have a tremendous amount of financial debt because they go through all these schools. I don't fault the doctors. I fault the system that creates the doctors because they have to go through all this financial strain in order to get their medical license. I mean, we are all a victim of the system. And actually, the patient is the very last one in the line. The hospital there in Montgomery do not consider the patients in the hospital room their clients. The hospital considers their clients the physicians.
Right, exactly right.
And so they will do whatever is necessary to make the doctor happy and the doctor's management team happy, because without that doctor and his management team, you will not get patients into the hospital. And so the needs of the patient actually is kind of window dressing. We'll throw you some kind of warm and fuzzy greeting, and we'll kind of pay some lip service to what your complaint is. But their ultimate goal is to make the doctor happy so the patient keeps coming in, so the cash cow keeps coming in. And until we can change that mindset, I don't know how you're ultimately going to make things better within the medical community or the consumer.
Well, this is a subject I'm really familiar with because I have a lot of doctor clients, and there's some doctors that I don't take as clients, and there are different doctors that I love as clients. The ones that understand I'm a professional, they're professional, they do what they do, and I do what I do, but because you save people's lives does not necessarily mean you're very good at finances. That is one of the biggest problems with doctors. They think, if I'm good at this, then I'm good at everything. And then they compartmentalize to protect themselves. But there's what I call the God complex. You know, I save people's lives, so, and I have all these people that work for me that are yes, sir, and whatever I tell them to do, they're going to go do. Then the patient becomes ancillary to all of that. Now, one of the best things that ever happened is when insurance companies started saying, we're going to do a survey of your patients, and we're going to ask them their opinion of you. And that kind of woke some doctors up. Now, what they did is they then learned, well, I'm going to pass that off to a patient care person within my practice. I'm going to hire somebody to get me good numbers. So we kind of jimmied the system out a little bit. But the system is broken in so many ways. First of all, you have some doctors that it is an assembly line. It's terrible how they treat patients, how long they make them wait for their appointment. They set up an appointment with you at 10, but you don't see them until 11:30. That drives me crazy.
I agree. Time is money for the doctor and for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm supposed to have a colonoscopy. Well, they want me to be there and have somebody there with me for 4 hours. Well, I can't, you know, that's a hard request to have. I mean, I couldn't do it to Joey. Joey's kind enough to help me with my eye surgery because if I'm not available, then he's going to do the show. Mm-hmm. And if they're not finished by 12, he can't go, well, I got see you later type of thing. But they're putting too much of a burden on patients, I believe.
I agree. And I hate to say it, but ultimately the patient is so far down on the totem pole. And the patient feels they have no other choice because they've got to get this treatment. They just stand there and get beat on because what's their option?
Well, their option is to shop around. That's their option. And the option is to find out, because they're good doctors and they're not so good doctors. I mean, there was a gerontologist here in town who was one of the best I'd ever been around. Was my mother's personal physician. I referred him and his wife to as many people as I could. And they basically locked up the practice because they were getting too much. And so they are doing a practice boutique where you're their patient and you pay them an annual fee and they're going to take care of you, but they're not taking any more patients.
I agree. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate
you. Talking to you, sir.
Where are we? Let's go to St. James. Wow. Hey, St. James.
Hey, damn a man.
Did I come to your rescue or what yesterday?
No, it was miscommunication on my part, but it's good to know. It's good to know that I have a friend of distinction from the other side of the aisle, if need be.
Well, I mean, she read the message to me, and so I took it for exactly what you said in that message.
I know. I appreciate it. Now, when you called me, I was talking to my daughter, and I didn't look at the phone. But I had her up in arms, but everything worked out. I'll be able to tell you about it, privately. So
okay.
But it was, it was all a miscommunication. But I'm going to touch on what Bud was talking about a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Bud.
Bud, yeah.
Yes, it is a, you know, in the entire industry, it is a cash cow. It's been, I'm going to say, it's the way it was created, and it insured a lot of money for, even though, you know, doctors, they are professional. But you know what I think would eliminate all that? Single payer. If every patient had to pay their doctor out of their pocket, it would be a whole different landscape in the field. It was kind of a creative field. Because you have the professionals, and the reason is like it is, you have insurance companies.
Well, someone paying something out of their pocket isn't single payer. Single payer is where one single entity is paying everything medically for you, for everybody.
Okay, well, it used to be, well, I guess I'm going back, 100 years, you paid a doctor out of your pocket. He came by in this great big Buick, and he had his black bag, and you paid him for what he did.
Exactly.
He had some,
and actually, some of the
potions.
Some of the market has actually moved that way. Some call them concierge doctors. It doesn't have to be necessarily that fancy word. But you essentially pay a doctor of your choosing $50 a month, and they can provide you with all sorts of things at very low cost that are included in that membership fee.
Yes. And you also have some doctors, they offer the, I can't think of the term they use now, but alternative treatments. Some will give you an option, but the majority, they're with the status quo of medication. And there you go. And therein lies the situation with the drugs. More and more drugs. Big pharma. You know, so, and I don't think, that's just the way it's going, and it's not going to change anytime soon because there's so much money involved.
I don't know.
Well, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think that medical issue is so important, and if we can start listening to the patient and the person who's paying the bills versus the people that are doing the work or the people that are taking care of you once you're sick, i.e. hospitals and doctors, then I think that will turn things around. What we have to do is we have to start thinking differently about medicine. I have a lot of doctors I will help with practices. One of the biggest things that's out there is the malpractice insurance.
Hmm.
It takes up a huge chunk of money. I'll give you an example. Say you are a neurosurgeon and you do about $300,000 a year. You have to earn a lot more than that because your malpractice insurance is about $150,000 just for malpractice insurance. That's not mentioning your practice and your nurses and everybody around
50%
you.
50% of revenues around that. My goodness. Ugh.
Now, when you're talking about suing a doctor, that's probably pretty much a great big mistake, or that's a big issue going on. He's certainly going to leave something inside your body and sew you up. I mean,
that's one thing, but that's a rarity. What you're looking at is you have someone that is a Medicaid patient, and they go in to the hospital. The doctor treats them, tells them to go do XYZ. They don't do XYZ, and then they have a bad result, and then they end up suing the doctor for the bad result of things that they didn't do for the doctor. In Montgomery, Alabama, that happens all the time.
Okay, when that happens, it's on the patient, pretty much.
It's because, and that's why a lot of doctors are not taking Medicaid patients any longer, because they don't want the risk.
Okay, would you say the risk again, because you faded out when you was explaining it?
What happens is a Medicaid patient will go to the hospital. They won't go to a doctor. They won't wait in line and make an appointment. They'll go to the emergency room. So they'll have, the doctor will take care of them, and then they'll see that patient at their office. They'll say, okay, we did this. Now what you need to do is X, Y, and Z and take this medication.
Right.
And they don't take the medication, and they don't do X, Y, Z, and they have a bad result. So they end up back at the hospital. And then they go, well, the doctor treated this before. You're treating it twice, so we're going to sue you.
No. Okay.
It's not leaving instruments inside somebody. Not that that didn't happen.
Yes. It's pretty real, true enough. I want to ask you about the situation yesterday. Do you believe that Bolton and Trump disagree? I know they disagreed as far as inviting the Taliban, but you think that's because of the split up?
I think it, from my conversation with folks last night who had some real insight into this, I think, I think John Bolton was freelancing and he was talking to the press when he shouldn't have been talking to the press. He was kind of, you know, to get his way, he was leaking things to the press, and that just was counter to Donald Trump and what Donald Trump was doing, and Donald Trump basically axed him.
Okay. All right, Dan. Well, I know you got to run. Once again, I appreciate you.
You got
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. You have a great day, St. James. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Debbie right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are, 9/11 edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
Hey, Joey.
Hello.
I'm good. I just wanted to put something out there for you.
Please.
You were talking about, you know, suing people and the doctors and all that, and being because the patient would rather go to the emergency room rather than their doctor and all that. Well, what I ran across, I was on Medicaid just for a short while when I first moved to the state.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on Medicaid, I had two sons. I could not find a doctor to take me.
Yeah, and that's the reason why.
Yeah, because what I found out when I worked for a doctor's office later, Medicare paid like $10 for a visit compared to $35 for everybody else.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that. Montgomery is in a zone that goes from Clanton down south and stops just north of Mobile County. And the amount of reimbursements in Birmingham are huge compared to those in Montgomery for, say, a neurologist doing a sleep study. So in Birmingham, Medicaid would reimburse $500. Here, they're reimbursed like $175.
I guess because of the university, they can pool a little bit of the
well, yeah, you have government. You have a higher demand and a higher group of doctors that are there. They see them as more professional than Montgomery, which is not the case.
That's not right, though. They shouldn't even think about doing. But I just want to throw that out. If you want a one-payer system, think again. I promise you, it is not fun to be on a government insurance program.
Well, and what happens is then they're going to decide whether Dan needs chemo or morphine. And I don't want somebody making the chemo-morphine decision for me.
Oh, I know. You're limited on, when they have control like that, you will be limited on exactly what they intend on giving you.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm on Medicare now, and I'm worried that when you look at Medicare 9 years from now and it starts going broke, what are they going to do to unbreak it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to charge Joey more? Are they going to give me less? Are they going to charge Joey more? Are they going to give me less coverage?
Yeah, I personally think it's a very bad idea to limit competition with something like that. But I just wanted to throw that out. And when it comes to suing doctors, now my mother was one of those unfortunate ones that they did leave something in her, and she didn't make it out of the hospital without having to go back for surgery a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's rare, and she's had plenty.
Was it an instrument or was it a sponge?
I think it was a sponge. Yeah, never said it was an instrument.
Yeah, that is the big thing, because what happens, I have surgeon clients, and what happens is the sponge is in there, it gets sucked up by the blood, and and it just looks like part of the body cavity.
Right.
So what they do now is the assistant nurse is going in and doing a count of everything. So they count the number of sponges, and they make sure they get that number of sponges out.
Same amount.
They count the same the same thing with the instruments, and same thing with sutures. That's another problem, is where you cut the end of a suture off, and that stays in there.
But I think a lot of these cases is more to do with not the doctors themselves, but the either medications that they had prescribed that went bad, bad reactions or allergic reactions, even worse, whatever. And, the meshes they'll use in surgery, you get a lot of that and things like that. So I'm not so sure if the doctors are just by themselves when they get sued or if it's the company of them. The products they're using, but I see a lot of
it's the outcome. I can tell you what it is. It's the outcome. Matter of fact, I have another client who's an attorney in Birmingham, the medical capital of the state, and one of them does the lawsuits, and another one does the defense of attorneys and of doctors, rather. And I'll give you an example. A case is that we're almost out of time. We are out of time, aren't we? I'm out of time. I'll tell the story on the other side of the hour.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, though, Dan.
You have a great day. Bye.
The Dan Morris Show.